life and what's your lift. So take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hit. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Found a trail and at the end was you. There's a path we take and a path not taken. The choice is up to you, my friend. The nights are long, but you might wake to a brand new life.
Finished?
That's it, kids. That's breakfast. And that's the dishes. Hey, off to school. Let's go.
Oh, well, I hate to eat and run. I guess this is what they call fast food.
Oh, good, good, good.
Andy,
oh, good.
You have dirt all over your sweater. He can't go to school like that.
You're right.
Whoosh, 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 whoosh. Come on. Hey, have a nice day. Two down, one to go. You can't wear that to work.
If you pull this over my head and turn it inside out, you're fired.
Come on, Angela, you're going to be late here. Let's go. You're not going to make the 7:52, and I can't take it to the 8:27.
That's okay, because I'm going to work at home today. I'm what you might call a lady of leisure. Are you in a hurry?
Who, me? No. No. I want to get to the store. I want to get to the store while the produce is still fresh.
Not even 8 o'clock in the morning.
You have no idea how fast this stuff goes bad.
I think it'll keep. Oh, let's see. What do I want for breakfast?
Oh, I don't think you're a breakfast person.
Well, no, not usually, but today I thought I'd have something. Something nice and nourishing.
Oh, I got it.
Let's see. Ooh, pancakes. That looks good. Stuffing? No.
Here. You'll love this. Jack Klugman does. See ya.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
How is she? Hi.
Hello.
How are you? Hey, wait a minute. Don't just take any two melons. You have Philly ears. These aren't ripe. There. Now feel this one. And smell. Huh? Huh? Now listen to this.
What are you going to do? Play it?
Listen. You hear the seeds moving around in there? Wouldn't do that if it wasn't ripe.
Sir, are you hitting on me?
Me? Oh, those are great-looking tomatoes, aren't they? You're not married, are you?
I prefer the beefsteak.
Oh, yeah.
Divorced.
Uh-huh. This store's got the greatest produce, huh? I'm a widower.
You pay a little more, but it's worth it. Mm. I'm sorry. You haven't been coming here long, have you?
A few weeks. We just moved up to Oak Hills. How many?
Oh, that's a terrific neighborhood. 2 pounds. Wheat?
Oh, one for good measure. Me and my daughter Sam, that's the reason why we left New York. They got a good school up there, Oak Valley.
Oh, that's my alma mater. It's the best school in New England.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess I am.
What?
Hitting on you.
Well, I've never met anyone in a supermarket.
Oh, good point, huh? We haven't been formally introduced. Oh, hey, sir, we're in need of some assistance.
Oh, yes.
Look, I'm Tony Maselli, and this is,
I'm Wanda Benedict.
Wanda Benedict, yeah. Well, anyway, sir, could you, introduce us formally?
Sir, this is not a singles market. I can't do this.
No, you can, you can. You're a store manager. They're like ship captains. They're empowered to make introductions. Come on.
Well, Mr. Maselli, may I present Ms. Benedict?
How do you do?
Nice to meet you. Thanks.
Well, what do we do now? Dance?
Yeah, but not here. I know this real romantic spot over in aisle C.
I really have to be going.
Oh, come on. I just met you. We got to get to know each other.
What else do I have to know? You have great taste in neighborhoods, melons, and cars. I just happened to notice you drive a Jaguar.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I drive. But let me tell you something. Well, what are you doing?
This is my phone number. Try not to lose it.
Angela, are those liver spots on your hand?
Hey. I got it.
Wow, what a big pumpkin.
Look, Angela, ain't it beautiful?
Yes, it's lovely, but somebody's written all over it.
Angela, that's her number.
Oh, Tony, pumpkins don't have numbers.
No, Angela, it's hers. It's a terrific lady I've seen in the supermarket the last 3 weeks in a row. Every Monday, 8:30 sharp.
Oh, so that's why we had the Evelyn Woods speed breakfast.
Yeah, it's right after a tennis lesson, you know? She's so terrific, she doesn't even sweat.
Oh, that's a lovely quality in a person.
Yeah. Hey, hello. Hey, yo. She really likes me. Of course, she thinks I own your house and your Jaguar.
How could you mislead her like that?
Actually, it wasn't that hard. I mean, the way she was smiling, I didn't even know what I was saying. I didn't mean to, you know, to start lying, but it was working so good.
Oh, you cannot base a relationship on a misunderstanding.
I know.
I'm going to have to straighten it out first chance I get.
Well, at least he has a relationship to straighten out.
What do you mean by that, Mona?
Never mind. Let's just forget it.
Now, Angela, let's face it. Lately, your social life has been zilch, zippo.
Ah, hit a dry spell, huh?
Sahara City.
A real swamp.
Hey, you guys don't have to go on about it, you know. I just think men may be intimidated by my success.
Either that or the word is out that you don't fool around on the first date.
You know what it's like? It's like Barbara Brooks.
Who?
She was head cheerleader at my high school. Everybody thought she was all dated up, you know, like you didn't have a prayer with her. Then along comes Bozo Anthony Camisa. Oh, my God, Anthony Camisa, right? He asks her out. She's so desperate she goes out with him. Mm. Not that you're desperate. Mm. I didn't mean it.
Well, I met this terrific guy named Fred.
And?
Well, he found out I was president of the agency, and I never heard from him again.
Mm. Well, why don't you call him up and give him a hint?
What kind of hint?
Hello, Fred. I want your bod. I'll pick you up at 8 o'clock.
Can't do that. I've never asked a man out for a date in my life.
Mm. Hey, you know what, though? I never picked up a socialite in a supermarket before either.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's got to be another choice.
I can see what Anthony Camisa's doing.
You wouldn't like him.
Boy, what a day. I thought your phone would never stop ringing.
Yeah, some of the calls were even for me.
I'll get it. Angela Bauer's office. Oh, hi. Yeah, this is Rosie. Oh, sure. I'm ready. Look, I'm just leaving. I'll meet you out front. Okay, bye.
Rick?
No.
Louie?
No.
Alex?
No. I'll probably remember who he is when I see him. Anyway, he'll recognize me.
Rosie, you've got some life.
Bye.
Hello, Fred. It's Angela. Angela Bauer. I was just reading this article in Cosmo. No. Hi, Fred. It's Ange. How the hell are you? I can't do this. Hello, Angela Bauer's office. No, I'm sorry, Rosie just left. Can I take a message?
Oh, Guido.
I'll tell her you called.
Excuse me. You don't happen to have a pen that writes? Silly question. You're using a pen that writes.
You might guess.
Thanks. You don't happen to have a piece of paper, do you? Thanks. I really do have to make a note. Now, I'm not just trying to start a conversation.
Oh?
Maybe I am. Rosie?
No, just a minute.
I'm pleased to meet you, Rosie. My name's Harry Dolan.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. Are you in advertising?
Well, if you can call it that. Back in Des Moines. Well, surely you've heard of my famous alfalfa commercials?
Oh, boy, if I wanted to meet you.
I just had an interview with Mr. Peterson, and I'm coming back next week to give it the old Iowa razzle-dazzle.
Want me to put in a good word for you?
But I bet you are the one who really runs this place, huh?
As a matter of fact.
I don't suppose you'd be interested in joining me for a drink.
I'd love to.
That's great.
There's something, however, I think I ought to tell you, Harry.
Well, what's that, Rosie?
I've never seen your alfalfa commercials. Yoo-hoo, I'm home! So, what's new and exciting in your life?
Well,
I've got a date. He's wonderful.
You did it! You did it! Terrific! You're going out with Fred, eh?
Harry.
Harry? Who's Harry?
He's this terrific guy who just walked into the office.
A hard cheese Fred. And Harry don't care that you're a big shot corporate president?
Well, it's not so much as he doesn't care. It's more like he doesn't really know. He thinks I'm Rosie.
What do you mean?
Well, I didn't want to tell him who I really am. I wanted him to like me for myself.
Wait a minute, Angela. You can't start a relationship on a misunderstanding.
I know. But I'll tell him before my cocktail party on Friday night. Jeez. I want to invite him.
Friday? Oh, no, Friday. Wait a minute. I want to ask you for that night off. That's the night Wanda's taking me to some fancy shindig.
Wanda?
Wanda.
Wanda Benedict?
You know her?
Friday night, she's bringing you here. Hi.
Oh, hi. How you doing? How was your date with,
Harry.
Harry.
I think I struck pay dirt. How was your date?
The best.
I want to hear all about it. Oh, that looks good. I like to dunk.
I don't dunk. I sozzle.
Sozzle?
Yeah. Sozzle. The way my mother baked cookies, you either sozzled or you broke teeth. First you do this. Right? And then you do this.
This is gross. I love it. So, Wanda wasn't upset that you're not John D. Rockefeller?
She said she didn't really care what I did.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so I didn't tell her.
Tony, you have to deal with it.
I know. Well, how did you do it? Was it tough?
Do you have any more cookies?
Aha. Uh-huh. You didn't tell him.
I couldn't tell him I was president of the agency. Not after I offered to type his presentation. It's important to him. If Jim Peterson likes it, I get to read it.
Ooh, well, you better make sure it's typed nice and neat. I hear you're tough.
Can't tell him before the presentation tomorrow. It's liable to throw him, and then it'll be my fault.
Has nothing to do with the fact that you're chicken, does it?
Well, that too. What about you, Captain Cluck?
Well, I'm going to tell her. I want to tell her. You think it's fun being rich, driving around Connecticut in a Jaguar with a beautiful woman?
Well, isn't it?
That's besides the point. This is all going to end someday. One of these nights, you're going to need your car.
Tony, you're making it more complicated than it is. Open up to her. Just be yourself, Tony.
Oh, such wonderful advice from you, Rosie.
Yeah.
Angela, have you seen my nameplate? Me? No. Rosie, I'd like you to stay out front. And if Jim Peterson comes by with somebody, just tell him I'm not here.
Oh. Is something going on I'm not supposed to know about?
Just keep on the lookout for Jim Peterson.
Angela, Jim Peterson.
There he is.
Sorry to barge in, boss, but you have got to hear this man's presentation. Angela, may I present Harry Dolan? Harry, this is Angela Bauer, our president.
Hello. It's a pleasure to meet you. I've heard so much about you from your secretary.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, no. This is Rosie, Angela's secretary. This is Angela.
It's a natural mistake.
Oh, yeah. It happens all the time.
You're Rosie and you're Angela?
That's right. This is Rosie. This is Angela. He's a little slow on names, but wait till you hear that presentation.
Jim.
Hmm?
Rosie.
Huh?
Why don't I talk to Mr. Dolan alone for a minute?
Sure. Well, Harry, we're going to leave you alone with Angela now. That's Angela Bauer, our president.
Boy, I really like the promotion policy in this company. One day you're a secretary, the next day you're president.
Harry, I'm sorry. I just couldn't bring myself to tell you the other night. You see, some men have a thing about women being more successful than they are.
Yeah, and some men have a thing about women who aren't sincere.
I was sincere. I just lied.
Well, I better get out of here. I know you're busy. I mean, you got this company to run and a lot of typing to do.
Can we talk about it tonight at my party?
I don't know, Angela. I was kind of looking forward to my date with Rosie.
Terrific.
Anything new?
Nothing special.
Angela Bauer, I'd like you to meet my date,
Tony Maselli.
But we...
No. Pleasure to meet you, Angela. Lovely home. Clean. Very clean.
Thank you. Let's make yourself at home.
Thank you.
You didn't tell her on the way over?
I didn't have a chance. We were listening to Elliot Janeway. That guy's a real spellbinder. Is Harry here yet?
No, and I don't know whether he's coming.
Oh, well, yeah. I'll get that.
No, you're a guest.
Oh, you're right. Here.
Hi.
Hi.
That Marcy's such a pain. She's so selfish.
What happened?
She wouldn't let me try on her training bra. So I asked Mr. Samuels to drive me home.
And who is this lovely little lady?
I'm Samantha Maselli. Good night, Dad.
Dad?
Wanda, this might be a good time to tell you something. Come here. You're going to find this interesting, I think.
I'm all ears.
Yeah, well, you see, by now you figured it out. Samantha's my daughter, and she lives here.
Right.
And she does that because it's handy. I live here, too. Why do you think I'm rich? I'm not rich. I live here because I'm the housekeeper.
The housekeeper?
Yeah, you know.
Wanda, before you say another word, I want to tell you about this man. This man is not just a housekeeper. This man is a hero. Sure, he could have stayed where he was, but he left his home and his friends, and he left a world that he knew to build a better life for his little girl. And now you're walking out on him because he's a housekeeper.
Oh, Angela, come off it. I knew all along. I mean, this is a small neighborhood. You don't get a new housekeeper without people knowing. Especially if the new housekeeper is a Tony Maselli.
Think I'll go speak to the other guests.
You knew? You knew I was a phony and you never said anything? I think there's a dishonest move here, Wanda.
I didn't want want to spoil your fun. Or mine.
Yeah, well, it's all over now anyway. Can't pick you up in an old van and take you to a beer joint.
I could pick you up in my Mercedes and take you to my country club.
Seems like such a shame not to give it a shot, doesn't it? No, I'm a guest.
Mother, what are you doing here?
I was just on my way to the post office. I just thought I'd stop by and see if you needed any stamps.
The post office isn't open at night.
Good. Then I have time for a little drink.
You know about Tony and Wanda and Harry and me, and you're here just because you love intrigue.
Oh, Angela, put a lid on it. I mean, I made you, and I can break you.
Hello.
Hi. I'm glad you came. I'm sorry about what happened.
I'll get over it. After all, you lied for a very good reason. Me.
Well, I'm glad you understand.
Yeah. I've given it a lot of thought. And you're right. Some men really are intimidated by very successful women. I know I am.
You mean you were?
No. I mean I am. I do understand your problem, but I just can't handle it.
Excuse me. Maybe it's not her problem. Maybe it's your problem. Hello, I'm Mona. I'm the president's mother.
Oh.
Mother, this isn't the time.
It's a perfect time. I may never see this guy again. Harry, you don't know what you're missing.
Mother, I can speak for myself.
Oh, good.
Harry. She's pretty much covered it.
You know, I think the mother of the president might be right. How do you feel about lunch?
It's one of my three favorite meals.
What a coincidence. Mine too. Now, is there anything else that I should know about?
No. No more secrets. I have nothing else to hide.
Hi, Harry.
Yeah. I'm Tony Maselli. I'm Angela's housekeeper. I live here. You...
You really think I'm a hero?
You know me. I have a tendency to get carried away. I think maybe I overstated it a bit.
No. Not this time. When you're right, you're right.